from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
All right, crossover time. Willard in with FP Santangelo.
Yes, sir. The baseball aficionados.
How's it going?
Really good. It feels like Friday, even though it's not. Just one of those days. I had a mental adjustment that I wanted to try to make today. That's all.
Well, it always feels like a Friday when Dibs isn't here.
Well, that's true. That's true.
It does. FP Duck.
Holiday.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that the Bay Area sports fan right now really wants to be excited about something. And that's been really, really hard. So the NBA schedule is out, and it sort of like sparked that for me. You know, Brandon Pajemski's going to be on here in 40 minutes to help us celebrate that. Number one, but number two, like, it's sort of an adjustment in the way we look at the Brandon Ayuk situation, yeah, which has taken over training camp.
We haven't said his name up until just one time.
Well, it'll come up today, but more as a reference of what has gone wrong, and maybe it's also on us, the fans, for focusing on what we're focusing on. And because the Niners season ended the way it did last year, like Lucas said, And I know others have said this, they're more nervous about this season than excited.
Oh, man.
Bleep that. Bleep that.
I'm excited.
You are. You did a good job with this. And you said yesterday, and let me tell you something right now. I'll tell you something right now. Brandon Ayuk and Trent Williams are playing week one, I promise you. Okay.
Positivity.
So now what do you think about the Niners season?
For who? Which team?
The 49ers.
Oh, I'm going to go first. I still am nervous, FP, because a team that's had so much success and things go their way, which they created from 2019, and those two things are off the table just from something bad happening, not just injury. You're asking a lot to do that again and get back to that plateau. So if we were saying the same thing for the Vikings or some other city, I would still feel more nervous than confident that everything's going to happen and the ship is going to get to that plateau again.
Mo, I feel you in that regard, okay, because if everything is perfect, it's hard to get back to the Super Bowl again, right? So if you have a little distraction. But I think this team's so professional and their locker room is so tight and they have so many pros in that locker room that none of this is affecting anyone.
Do y'all believe in a Super Bowl hangover?
I believe in a World Series hangover.
You do?
Yeah, 100%.
Why?
Because you spend so much physical energy. Mm-hmm. You play way into the end of October. You spend, more importantly, so much mental energy and grinding every single pitch in the playoffs, every single at-bat. You're just locked in, beyond all locked in. And then you spend all this mental energy celebrating if you win. And it's just like a deep breath.
So you mean even if you win?
Yeah, even if you win, you celebrate and all this mental energy with the celebration. Like, this is the greatest thing ever, the parade. And then when you're done, and this is just as a broadcaster, not as a player, you just like take this deep breath and you're like, man, I need to like recharge. Because that was hard, even though it was the greatest thing we've all experienced. You just think as a Giants fan in 10, 12, and 14, as fans, that we were all grinding through every single pitch in all those games, and then the parade on Market Street, and then it was all done, and you're just like, whoa, that was fun, but I'm drained. So, yeah, I firmly believe in hangovers just because it takes so much to get there. And then when it's done, especially if you fall short like the Niners did, to go all the way back to the bottom of the mountain and to make that climb to the summit again and to get there, it's a weird feeling that we almost got there and it was so hard, and all the treatment we got in the training room and all the injuries we fought through and all the hardships on the road and the planes getting delayed and this and that and da, da, da. And then we got to go through all that again and hope that everybody stays healthy and we click on all the pages and da, 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 to get to the Super Bowl again.
Mm-hmm.
That's daunting, man. That's why what the Warriors have done with all their championships and the Giants in 10, 12, and 14 is so impressive. It's just not about the championship. It's about the journey to the championship and how much physical stuff that is and how much mental stuff that is.
All that said, both the Chiefs and 49ers have at least been
safe now
to the semifinals four out of the last 5 years. Both of them. So you could turn it off, Lucas. Anyway, point being is, like, they are the best teams. You need to be blessed with health. Like, I don't really believe in it. That's another thing. Too many people, Super Bowl hangover, and you can feel it, and the contract holdouts.
You got to go through the grind once. You'll believe in it.
But I think you got to win it to have the hangover, because if you lose it, you didn't drink. There is no hangover. To me, that pain of losing it supersedes and gets you back. That's what you tap into, that pain of almost winning. So there is no hangover because you lost, and that pain gets you back. But like the Niners,
Most people in football refer to the Super Bowl hangover for the loser, not the winner.
No, the winner. If you locked and loaded and you got the team again, that's fuel in your tank.
The Chiefs have won two in a row. I know, hangover.
I never understood how guys that have the contract and all the rings like the Warriors get excited to do that all again.
Wow.
Like, where's the motivation to do that all again? That's so hard.
Go ahead.
And we got to do it all again.
I think there's something to it. Like, if you're the 49ers, it's not that you can't do it, but, you know, I just look at Kittle and McCaffrey, and, yeah, I could see the early season being a struggle for them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what a struggle is. But I also think there's a tendency of, after you lose, then you realize how long... We're 0-0.
Yeah.
That's what our record is.
Yeah.
We got to play 17 games. And I think early in a season, it does feel daunting. And then I think what can sometimes happen is with a team like that is after a few games, you realize we're not playing hard enough to get back to where we were. Like, you figure out, or you realize you're not playing as hungry as you were a year ago, and then you eventually get that back, or you don't, and that's what kind of dictates your year.
You think that that's possible with this group? I have a hard time believing with the heartbreak that they've experienced. Just like, let's just spotlight Brock Purdy's 49ers.
Okay?
Season and a half, you got all the way to an NFC title game, your arm fell off, then you got all the way to the Super Bowl, and...
Should have won, but
you lose in overtime. Yeah. The roster is dotted with superstars and professionals, and a coach who now has a label around his neck of playoff choker, even though that's ridiculous. And that team is going to come out and not play hard enough.
Well, I don't see that.
I don't see that.
Okay, I'll put it this way: I don't see him coming out guns a blazing.
I don't know.
But haven't you been proven wrong since 2019 to that?
You know what?
Where they lost the Super Bowl, came back, went to an NFC Championship game.
Okay, I'm not saying it's insurmountable.
They've proven to us they'll be ready to go, Will.
You know why they will? They enjoy each other.
They love each other, and they love the game. Okay, there we go.
So they're playing for each other. They're not just playing for contracts. They're not just playing for awards. Yeah, I thought it was cool on receivers when Kittle got the 3 touchdowns. He's like, what do you have, 3 catches for 3 touchdowns? Yeah, he's like, I'll take that line any day.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's a little bit of, like, self-motivation in it. But these guys, of all the teams that I followed in a long time, they love each other. And the joy of playing for each other, that's very uncommon in the NFL.
Organizational philosophy in the Kyle Shanahan era that is underrated, which is...
They like them.
The people they bring in.
Yes.
Like this team, under Jim Harbaugh, at times, was a very good team. But it also had some people on there. You didn't know what was going on on Friday night prior to Sunday.
Yep.
Like, you had some people now that you really could not rely on.
And we'll let you play, even if you mess up. So,
yeah, you've noticed, like, we call it, like, oh, they've got good chemistry.
This is good stuff.
The organization deserves some credit for the roster that they've put together. It is not simply who can tackle, who can run, who can throw, who can catch. They have put together people that they can rely on, and that leads to, I think, what you're talking about.
That matters. Also, people that can play and that fit in their system, because guess what?
Of course.
They have a system.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, George Kittle on line one.
They have a system.
Do you know any teams in this town who don't, FP?
They have a philosophy.
That is, oh boy.
They have a way of going about it. They're like, okay, Guru fits our offense big time. But
sure does.
And on top of that, he's a good guy and he works hard. We've talked to all of his old teammates. True. So we're going to sign Guru to the Niners because he fits in what we're doing here.
George Kittle,
because
line
they
one.
Know what they're doing here.
I guess.
But when when you're sending guys up and down and you bunt one day.
I didn't get my targets or blah,
bunt,
blah, blah.
You bunt one day, you don't bunt one day.
Oh,
I mean,
God.
I don't know what's going on. I don't know. They're all over the place.
Yeah. Maybe
the Giants are all over the place.
Yeah,
I'm
maybe,
not supposed to say the G word yet, but they're all over the place.
No. You listen to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ, FM and HD1 San Francisco, always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. I guess I'll be more specific. Like, I don't believe they have any extra motivation or because when I look at this Niners team a little like the Giants in 10, 12, and 14. I feel like it's more about business when they take the field and they start a season. Like, I'm not saying, of course, football, you play with emotion. But I felt like those Giants teams, they just, you're right. I don't know if it's chicken or egg, but they were professional. Everybody knew how they had to get ready. It fit into a team. And now I just think if you look at the Niners and you're like, McCaffrey, Kittle, like, you don't even have to talk about it. They know it's going to be a grind.
But they
know if we got to stay professional, we got to dot our I's, we got to cross our T's, but they're more likely to do that because they're professional.
They enjoy the grind.
This is why I always fight against the phrase Super Bowl or bust. I will forever fight against it every year, no matter what, no matter how. That's just a rule, and here's why. For instance, when Kevin Durant was here on the Warriors, was there ever a good reason when the season started that they would not win the championship? No. How many times did they win the championship?
Twice.
Well, how many times did they not win the championship?
Once.
Okay. So you basically batted 667,
right,
which is great, but stuff happens in a season, and in football, this is twice as true as it is in the NBA. You can be the best team. And the Niners and the Chiefs, I would argue they are. However, especially in football, you have to be blessed with really good breaks.
Yep.
Period.
With health.
I don't care if you've
no
got
doubt
all
about
the
it.
Good players. Yep. You have to be blessed with really good luck in order to get a Super Bowl. A, that's why it's so frustrating that when you get there and you should win and you don't.
No doubt.
Because you don't get these opportunities.
Because you can't assume you, exactly.
And so that, to me, I think we use that and we call it Super Bowl hangover. It's not a Super Bowl hangover. It's just numbers. It's a numbers game. Your chances of, as an NFL team, of going through a season unscathed are not great. Are not great. The team the Niners will play on their opener is the greatest, most recent example. They thought they were a Super Bowl contender. Three plays later, they weren't. No. And the season was over. And that can happen to any team anytime.
That's nothing but honesty.
That's not a Super Bowl hangover.
Yeah.
That's football. That's football. You got a long way to go. But I don't worry about them being motivated, professional, or playing
well,
hard.
Let me ask you this.
I don't
this.
Worry about that at all.
I'm driving home listening to you guys yesterday.
Thank you.
And I hear Mooney Ward's comments on one Brandon Ayuk and his holdout. Now, FP, I've been around a few blocks. I know good people. I know bad people. And I try to surround myself with the greater good people, right?
I surround myself with bad people.
Look at you.
It's way more fun.
But what if I told you I was a bit irritated at Mooney Ward's answer about Brandon Ayuk? And
why were you?
Because there was a lot of subliminal, we're good without him.
We really ain't really missed him because the league didn't start. And I guess I just come from a temptation background or, you know, the four tops of.
Well, here, let's.
Yeah, we miss FP. I can't wait for him to get back. What happened to. I hope he gets his money. Mm. Why was the end to end? I didn't. There was some energy of like, yeah, not he doesn't like IU. I'm not doing Skip Bayless. But for me, I didn't feel like you showed you miss your brother. Look, here.
Okay.
Let's let the listeners
hear. Tremendous references. Mooney Ward. Four seasons, tops, Skip Bayless, all in the same take.
The question of Ward was, do you guys miss Brandon Ayuk out here?
I think the season hasn't started yet, so we don't know how much we miss him yet. I think the offense is still clicking on our cylinders. You said give you my perspective on what's going on. I don't know, to be honest. I don't want to say nothing crazy, but they'll figure it out eventually, for sure. They'll figure it out.
Now, okay. What would be crazy? What would constitute crazy? One, picking and then aside, two, the offense hasn't right. skipped a well, beat. Two, and then three,
let me offer a couple of possibilities.
I'm just throwing it out there.
I'm not sure various word, but let me offer a couple of possibilities. First of all, as a player, you know damn well right now, you do not go in front of a microphone and firmly take sides. Because one is your employer and the other one's your teammate. So
over my head.
You're gonna ride the middle.
It's like me talking about the Giants.
Secondly, though, I do think there comes a point where teammates get annoyed and you're like, get into camp.
I felt like
we're here, we need you. They offered you money in New England, you wouldn't take that. They're matching Pittsburgh, you won't take Hey Brandon, get here. Third thing, and this is potentially specific to Charvarius. If Brandon Ayuk gets an extension,
his money,
Ward is very likely the first name that has to leave next year.
No doubt.
So is Charvarius going to come out? Again, I'm just spitballing. Is he going to come out and be like, they didn't give Brandon his money?
He didn't do it.
Because it means I won't. Yeah,
no doubt.
If he's on the Niners, I'm probably not.
Well, Stoddy, he definitely didn't do that.
To me, what he means by I don't want to say anything crazy is I don't want to say, well, we can't win without Brandon Ayuk. Right. And I don't want to say, Jed York needs to get off his behind. And I don't want to say, hey, Brandon, get in here for the money that they offered you. Like, that to me is what he meant by something crazy. To me, it's just
He's trying to not make the debate shows.
Oh, and he's did a great job. You made the crossover.
You guys wonder why guys don't talk to the media. Guy says two things, and we're sitting here like doing an autopsy on it, like dissecting every word he says. You know, I always go back to how lucky we are that people can even say Super Bowl or bust. How many cities have a team that we have this excitement over the season that even if, well, Trent Williams has to be there, but even if Brandon Ayuk isn't there, we as Niner fans and Niner Nation, we have a team that can win a Super Bowl. There's three or four other cities.
That's where I'm at today. This is just me. I'm not telling anybody what to do, but I want to tap back into that.
Yeah.
There's a game in 3.5 weeks, and I don't want to be annoyed right now by football. I want to be excited about it. I don't want to be nervous. I don't want to be mad. I don't want to shoulda, coulda, woulda. I want to be how you're supposed to be. Mm. During the preseason with a fantasy draft this weekend and a week one, three weeks away. I want to be excited, and so I choose to be excited.
I didn't stress about Bosa last summer.
No.
I didn't care. Well, I'm not stressing about Ayuk now either. I mean, this is the business side of the game.
Even with the trade talk, FP?
This is the business side of the game, man. I guess you just get desensitized to it when you've lived it.
Well,
it's the business side.
To me, you hit the nail on the head with the dissecting everywhere. Have you seen the one? It's going around now of Dustin Pedroia.
No. Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
It was a four-error game by the Boston Red Sox, and they lost, and it was a late night. And they're just like, so what do you do after a game like this? And he's like, well, just come out tomorrow and try to play better. Are you going to work on anything?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing.
He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
And he's just like, you just try to get better. You know what I mean? Yeah. And then finally he goes, guys, can I go to bed? I need to go to bed.
What was he doing? A radio show?
No, it was a scrum in the clubhouse after they lost the game late.
Lost a close game.
And he was, you know, it's like, oh, Steph went 5 for 17. Steph, what are you gonna? I'm gonna come to the gym tomorrow. I'm gonna shoot my 500 shots like I always do, and I'm gonna trust that my results will be better. Like, it isn't. What are you going to work on now?
Well, I would say, as a member of the media, it's not like it's a rule. I certainly can feel, even in those locker room settings, how if I were the player, this would annoy the living hell out of me.
Yeah.
However, that goes both ways, right? You want to call it a necessary evil, whatever, like all of it. And for example, I'll bring up Draymond because I know he really triggers people on so many levels.
He would have answered that question differently than Mooney.
Maybe, but I think this is one thing he does really well, is like he knows that we have a job to do too. You know what I mean? Like I fight back sometimes when you get this answer from a player, not the whole you never played thing, but there's a softer one that gets used now.
I'm a human.
Which is, you either talk about it or you do it. And those who are on the battlefield, they know. And I'm like, no, we're on our own battlefield.
No doubt about it.
This is just a totally different field that we play on.
We can critique.
This isn't competitive business. This isn't hard.
Yeah.
We're not trying to make money for our families. We're not doing this well. That's not why we've risen to market five or whatever. Yeah. Like, no, that I reject that. But I think there needs to be, I always feel there needs to be that. If I'm going to be a member of the media, I know that what I'm asking you is probably annoying in this moment while you're frustrated after a loss. And hopefully you understand what we're doing.
No doubt.
In our business.
I did when I was on the other side of it. That's why I'm on this side of it now. And all the beat writers always come up and say, like, you were so accommodating, because I always realized they had a job to do too. And so you go out of your way to stand in your locker when you let a ball go right between your legs in a playoff game against the Yankees that was a sure double play ball, and it led to like an 8-run inning, and we had to fly to New York for game 5 because I let a ball go through my legs. Stood in my locker for an hour and a half. The players were all dressed, getting on the plane. I was still sitting there in my uniform answering questions.
What if I told you Barry Bonds, I believe, is not in the Hall of Fame because he got that lesson when it was too late, and he's on record as saying as much?
Yeah, he was surly with the media.
There's no doubt.
Because his dad was. Man. And he felt like that everybody was out to get him or get something from him.
And they were doing their job.
Well, I think baseball's also different, too, because when you got, like, beat writers are there every day. Like, you know who they are for the back, especially, you know, 10 years ago or whatever it was. And players know the guys that they think know the game, and they know the guys that they don't think knows the game.
Or the guys that they trust and the guys or girls that they don't trust.
Now, what does that mean, trust?
Are you gonna screw me in the paper? Like, I'm gonna say something and then you're gonna discombobulate it and twist it and put it how you want, and then you come over and it looks like you're gonna do a fluff piece on me, and next thing you know, it's a rip job.
Oh man!
And people that you can trust and who you can't trust. Like, everybody trusts Susan Slusser.
I can see Stani doing
that. You tell Susan Slusser anything.
why was I in the business 15 years?
I'm messing with you, buddy.
And if you say, is this off the record, and some people won't.
Now that's dirty.
Or if they don't have their pad out, their notepad.
Yeah.
you think it's off the record automatically and you say something and it's on the record. And usually,
that would hurt me.
Usually the sign is if they have their pen and pad in their hand.
It's on the record.
It's on the record. But if they don't and you build a relationship with them because you're with them every single day and then they go put something you said in the paper when they didn't have their pad out.
Well, shame on all of us. Happy birthday, Dibs. You got me in trouble because I laughed at a dig you digged at him early. Happy birthday, Dibs. Enjoy, baby.
It's Dibs' birthday today?
Yeah.
That's why he's off.
Yeah. Happy birthday, Dibs. Threw some material at him. I laughed. He goes, you laughed at that?
I'm gonna say something. I hope nobody takes this as sexist. He treats his birthday like every woman I've ever known. He makes a big deal.
In the station, most guys I know, I'm
going to take a day
here.
Off on my birthday.
The cake gets cakes, not cake. He gets cakes.
I'm going to be here, and I'm not going to tell you that it's my birthday.
Dibbers!
His birthday, Dibbers. Happy birthday to you. He thinks it's a big deal.
We love you, buddy.
He's 50-something today. Whatever.
And Peter's... when I was a beat writer, there was always, I never, of all the stuff that's ever happened to me, there was never anybody that said that was off the record. Because there's one way to always figure that out and say, can I write that? That's what I always would say. Yep. If I might be talking to you without a pad, you'd say something. I wouldn't just write it. I'd be like, can I write that? Most of the time I said no. And then I didn't write it.
I would talk to players around the cage as a broadcaster, and they would tell me things. And I'd be like, can I go with that on TV tonight? And they'd either say yes or no.
Oh, yeah. There it is.
And if they said no, it just stayed around the cage. It says, yeah, that's fine. It would make the broadcast.
Damn.
Yeah.
Same
All
thing.
Right. It's a good way to do it.
Yeah.
Good
we'll be listening.
I mean, I think it's funny that how many times have we referenced a pen and pad? Does anybody even do that anymore?
I don't know.
iPhone.
I just sounded old.
Yeah, totally.
I still do it when I prepare for a show.
You prepare
on
95.7.
The game.
Yeah. From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.